Good morning, and welcome to this information briefing about a guided local history walk. My name is Anna, and I will explain the practical details before you arrive at Old Town Museum. The main check-in point is the courtyard beside the clock tower. It opens at 2 o'clock, but we suggest arriving 10 minutes earlier because the first group usually creates a short queue. When you arrive, go first to the ticket check-in. Staff there will confirm your booking, answer quick questions, and direct you to the correct area. The charge is £6. Children under 10 do not pay, but they must stay with an adult throughout the visit. Card payment is preferred, although cash will be accepted if needed. Please bring weatherproof jacket. This is the item people most often forget, and without it you may have to wait while staff arrange an alternative. There are three important rules. First, keep to the marked paths. Second, do not leave bags unattended. Third, if the weather changes suddenly, follow the instructions from staff in blue jackets. After check-in, the first 30 minutes are designed as a gentle introduction. You can look around, collect a printed program, and ask staff which route is best for your level of interest. If you are arriving as part of a group, please choose one person to speak to the desk staff. That makes the queue move faster and prevents several people from giving the same information. Toilets and drinking water are available near the entrance. There is also a quiet seating area for anyone who needs a short break before continuing. Photography is allowed in most areas, but please avoid taking close-up photos of other visitors without permission. Some signs may also ask you not to use flash. Visitors with mobility needs should speak to a member of staff when they arrive. In most cases, we can suggest a shorter route with fewer steps and more places to rest. The busiest period is normally just after lunch, so if you want a quieter visit, the early session is usually better. Families with young children often prefer the later session because it is more flexible. Finally, keep your receipt or booking confirmation until you leave. Staff may ask to see it again if you return to the main area after a break. At the end, return to the ticket check-in if you need lost property, directions to public transport, or a receipt. We hope you enjoy a guided local history walk and have a safe visit.